is Too Much Juice, the podcast. I am Juice, your host, and welcome to the podcast.
Father God, bless everyone that come on this podcast. Bless their souls, bless their hearts, bless their mind, bless their spirits. Touch them, Father God, with the blood. In the name of Yahushua, Father God, cover them. Father God, seal it. Father God, heal them. Father God, be with them. Father God, bless their families. Bless over them, Father God. Watch them, Father God, as they walk this earth, Father God. They should fear no evil as they walk through the valley of death, Father God. They should worship you and honor you, Father God. And they should be glorified, Father God, when they leave this earth, Father God. They should become kings and queens of you, Father God. And they should lead, Father God, lead many nations, Father God. Lead their nation, Father God. And they should walk, Father God, within your ways, within your words, within your wisdom and your knowledge, your peace and your glory, Father God. Put your mercy upon them all, Father God. Allow them to put their faith and hope in you, Father God, and never change and never find any other gods to follow, Father God. Be with them and touch them, Father God, through everything, through every trial, tribulation that they face, Father God. And I cover this prayer in the name and the blood of Yeshua. Amen. Hope y'all out there good, man. That was a quick prayer for y'all. Good little prayer for y'all, man. Y'all stay blessed, man. Hopefully my podcast is blessing y'all. And hopefully y'all be touched by the knowledge and the wisdom that I spread, man. I'm going to start putting scriptures in my podcasts. This one, because I got to do a lot of studying, you know. And I got to get a lot of revelations. I have been getting a lot of revelations, but I haven't been taking no notes. But I will start taking notes soon. Just everything been busy right now. Focus on moving and, you know what I'm saying, get my life together with my family, you know. And, you know, just been busy, man. Putting in hard work, putting in a lot of time, man. But I've been prayed up and I've been blessed up and I've been talking to God and I've still been reading and everything. I just got to start taking notes on the scriptures I read, taking notes on the stories I read and the Bible, you know, and all the knowledge that I'm gaining. So, yeah, but I want to tell y'all today, that, when people start attacking you, man, like when you get with God, a lot of people going to start attacking you. A lot of people are going to start coming at you. A lot of people are going to start hating on you. A lot of people are going to just try to tick with you. Like, off the smallest things, you just going to start seeing it because God going to open your eyes. And you just got to know how to deal with it. And the only way to deal with it is to read the scriptures and understand the knowledge of God. Like, you really have to understand the knowledge of God. You really have to understand what you got to do, man. Because if you don't understand what you got to do, you will go back into the flesh. And the devil will eat you alive. He will get you. You don't want that, man. So it's kind of like, you know, you have them no trespassing signs out there. You gotta have that there, like, devil, no trespassing. Don't try to come this way, cause he gonna come. He gonna come every day. Every day it's a fight. Every day you at war. Every day you practicing. You're in a battle, and you at war. Some parts in your life. So you gotta get through the storms. You gotta get through the troubles, you got to get through the trials, the tribulations. People going to lie your name. People going to slander your name. People going to talk bad about you. But it ain't even about what they do. It's never about what they do. You know, I like when you was a kid and somebody hit you first and then you hit them back and then the teacher always see you. I used to be one of them kids. And I know a lot of y'all used to be one of the kids. Somebody hit you first and then you hit them back and then the teacher always see you. You always get caught. They always catch you. You like, but he or she hit me first. Then they're like, but I saw you. I didn't see them. You could be lying on them. They never take your word. Okay, so that's what it's like. So basically the devil or whoever, one of his, you know what I'm saying, children out here, little demons, gonna try to come and attack you. And it's never about what they do. Because when they do attack you, all you do is go pray to God and tell God and let God know. Like, hey, man. Hey, Father. These demons out here trying to attack me. They're trying to ruin my day. They're trying to break me down. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get to me. And you know what I'm saying? You're rebuking them. You're praying against them. Like, hey, like, Father, please, Father God, I rebuke them in the name and the blood of Yeshua. But any wrongdoing that they have done to me, anything that they have done to me, Father God, any curses they have put on me, any attacks that they're trying to come at me, any attacks the enemy trying to put on me, Father God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus and ask that you destroy it and send it to the pit of hell, Father God, and put them under your footstool at judgment, Father God, and you should judge them, Father God. I thank you for this prayer and the covenant in the name of the blood of Yahushua. You know what I'm saying? Like, prayers like that, you could do those and rebuke them from, you know what I'm saying, coming at you. And, you know what I'm saying, allow God to have his heavenly realms around you, man, and have the angels there to protect you, to cover you. Because without that, man, you're just hopeless, man. You're really hopeless. You have to get your oil, man. You have to ask for your oil for him to fill you back up, because they'll try to take it from you. They try to steal everything. They see that you're doing good. You done change your life. You done change your path. You done change your ways. And they still will come at you. They still will try to put you down. They still will try to put you down. And you just have to keep fighting back. You got to keep fighting back, man. We had a war every day. We had a battle every day. We had a fight every day for our lives, man. For our devil trying to take our souls. We have to stand in the spirit, walk in the spirit, walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith. Faith and not by sight. Not what you see, but what you don't see. Believe. Believe that God will do all he promised. As long as you stay faithful to him, as long as you follow his laws, his commandments, and do as he asks for you to do, man, he got you. He will cover you. He'll protect you. He gave you gifts already. Use your gifts, man, that he gave you. And allow others to learn from it, man. The best way you could, the best way you could put it, the best way. God with you. Ask him to be with you. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you as you preaching to others, as you teaching others, man. Just ask for it like you need it. Can't do it by yourself. So as these people, as you see people in the flesh, just know that they are spirits. As you see yourself in the flesh, just know that you're a spirit. You're dealing with spirits. The spirits against flesh, but you're dealing with spirits. We all are spirits. It's just some of us, we don't know. So the ones that aren't awakened, they don't know that they're spirits. And the ones that are awakened, you know that you're spirits. So it's not about the skin color. It's not about, you know what I'm saying, all that. It's about the mind. It's about the mind, the inside. God know all our hearts. God know about all of us. He know what we're capable of doing. He know what we're capable of not doing. He know that we all can change our ways. And he know that it's something that just, it's going to be hard for them to change their ways. But they got to. You got to, man. And you have all these people coming at you, attacking you, giving you strange looks, talking to you crazy, you know what I'm saying, treating you different, all type of things, because they see the blessings that God has done for you. They see you change your ways. They don't like it. They like for you to be down. They like for you, you know what I'm saying, for you not to have nothing. They like those things. They love those things. And they used to enjoy those things when you was down and when you was in the same boat with them. Now you done jumped ship on them. And they wondering how you done jumped ship. And you could tell them all the time, like, hey, it's God. It's God. Like, God wants you to do. God wants you to keep telling them, like, hey, it was my father. It was God. God did this for me. He did that for me. God did this for me. God did everything for me. How I changed from that life to this life, it was God. You have to let them know that it was God and not yourself. If you let them know that it was yourself, God would deal with you. But if you let them know it was God that brought you out of that wilderness, if you know, let them know that it was God that brought you out of that struggle, out of that poverty, out of whatever situation you was going through, out of that abuse, whatever, then he will bless you, man, because you're not letting others know that he's alive and he's able and he keep his words and he keep his promise. So that's how you praise God. That's how you honor God. That's how you respect God. And that's how you put your faith and your glory and your hope all into God, because his mercy and his grace is all into you. So keep your loyalty to God. He will keep his loyalty to you. Be honest, man. Tell the truth to these people, man. You may not see, but you should fear. And what you should fear, you should read. And when you read, you will know why you should fear. And for loving him, you will know why you should love him. You will know why you should respect him and honor him. God is everything, man. Everything. There's no words that you could even put to even express God. To express him. That's how great of a God he is. He's mighty. He's everything, man. And I love God, man. And I want y'all to love God too. I want y'all to have peace in y'all life. I want y'all to have glory. I want the best for everybody. I always been that way since I was a little boy, since I was born. I always been that way. I always wanted everybody to have what I got or more than me. I never wanted to leave nobody behind. I never wanted to outshadow nobody, nothing. I either want you to be better than me or have the same as me. Either way it go, I was happy. As long as one of us got it, that's how I took it. So I think that's why it was a little more easy for me to just let me figure out who God is. Let me try him out. You know what I'm saying? And once I found out what I found out, I was like, wow, this is a little similar to how I was already living. I just got to put God first. You know what I'm saying? Put God first in everything and let it be known that it's God. You know what I'm saying? So it was hard, not saying it was easy, but you know what I'm saying? It was a big change in a lot of things. But as far as like being a genuine, loving, caring person at heart, I already had that part. So that wasn't bad at all. Like, I had no problem with that at all. Like, that was pretty easy, you know. Just me, like, I always like look for somebody to like look up to, and I never really like I looked up to my you know what I'm saying, my family members, but I never really had that type of guidance to where I really wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I really wanted to know something, I never had like that guidance. It was more like guidance into like sports and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But it wasn't really guidance into like what God has done for me, you know what I'm saying? And I always wanted that. Like, I always wanted my father around. I always wanted him in my life, and I never got that. So with that being said, it was like I was looking for my father, and he was with me all alone. You see what I'm saying? Not my earthly father, but, you know what I'm saying, God, my father. I was looking for, you know what I'm saying, that father in my life that I never had. And my earthly father, I always wanted him in my life, but it seemed like it can never get that way. And I don't point fingers at him, and I always forgave him for, you know what I'm saying, not being in my life every time I did get a chance to see him, so I never hold nothing against him, but he was never there. And I didn't have no guidance as far as being a man and coming up in the world. And we don't use that as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? We look above that, and I always looked above that, like, okay, my father went in my life, but that don't make me, when I grew up, to be a father, to even move the way he moved. Let me move better than he moved. But let me not point fingers at him. I blame him for what happened to him, because I don't know his past life. I don't know how he was raised up. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know him that well to even point a finger at him, but I always, you know what I'm saying, forgave him when I saw him and everything like that. So, you know what I'm saying? He passed away, but God bless him. But, you know, things happen. Our life is meant to be the way it's meant to be. So, but me not having that type of father in my life at the time only grew me up to be a leader, only grew me up to be a role model, only grew me up to be a better man. You know what I'm saying? It only made me better. It never made me weaker. It only made me stronger. And now that I know that my creator, which is God, our father, he's the one that, you know what I'm saying, been with me all this long. Yeah, so he been with me all along. It's just, you know what I'm saying, once I found that out and I started reading, I was like, wow. So I thought it was me this whole time. Like, I thought I was the one doing all this. But then once I read the scriptures and read through the Bible, not saying that I read the whole Bible, but once I started reading scriptures and finding out things, I was like, wow, it been God with me all along. Like, I ain't know God would be with me all along. Like, I didn't think that at all. I did not think that at all. So I was trying to figure out, like, wow, like, God, like you're amazing. Like, thank you so much for, you know what I'm saying, sparing my life, having mercy and grace on my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? It break you down, man. Break you down into tears. Like, it break you down. Like, God, like, you've been doing bad all your life, and you don't even know you've been doing bad, because you know you're following trend, you're doing all these things out here. And for you to find out that all that is wrong, and that basically God, our Father, the one that's been saving you and putting mercy and grace on your life this whole time, who ordained your life for you this whole time, you've been doing him wrong the whole time, and now you got to repent for all that, and now you got to live your life a whole different way, and now you got to rearrange your whole mindset of how you look at things and how you go about things. Like, that's tough. That's hard. It's not easy at all. I would not tell nobody that it's easy. It's tough. It all depends on you. It all depends on how bad you love God. It all depends on how much faith you have in God in order to do it, man. You're not going to do it without that. You're not going to do it without His works, without His words. You're not going to do it without His love, without the peace, man. You're not going to do it. You will struggle and you will fall a thousand times. He said we done been here a thousand times before, or more. You may not believe it, but it's in Scripture, so we done been here too many times. And when you called on, bro, when you called on, you called on. And you're going to know when you called on, because it's going to be something you can't resist. Like, you're going to be like, wow, it's going to keep coming around the corner to you. Like the signs. The signs going to keep coming, and you're going to wonder. That's why Father said He do signs and wonders. Because the signs, they're going to keep coming around. And you're like, church, God, you're going to keep hearing about it. You're going to keep hearing about it. And after a while, something tragic going to happen in your life. See, for me, God blessed me to where something tragic did happen in my life. To where I, you know what I'm saying, when I found my true wife, that I was blessed enough to just come to Him. My wife now, I knew she was my wife before she was my wife, so I was just blessed enough to come to Him. You see what I'm saying? But I had to go through things with other women in the past in order to get to where I'm at now, in order to even, you know what I'm saying, respect my wife now. Because if I didn't go through any of that, how would I know how to respect her? So we have to go through things, and we go through all these things for a reason. We have to experience these things in order to know the good outcome of all of these things. Like, so even though you're going through, you may be at the lowest level of life right now, but you're going through that for a reason, because at one point in time, you was at a high level of your life. God may be calling you. Like, you probably never hit the high level of your life, or you may never have been happy in your life, but God been calling you. You've been knew about God. You've been aware, but you kept running away. You kept running away. That's why you got to just surrender, man. Surrender. Give it all up. Give it all up and let Him know. Like, Father, I give everything all up to You, all my problems, everything that I'm facing right now. I give it all up to You. I want to work in Your footsteps. I want you to show me the righteous path. Guide me, Father God. Lead me, Father God, to righteousness. Lead me, Father God, from poverty to riches, Father God. Lead me, Father God, into the way. Lead me, Father God, into the life that You ordained for me. And you just have to take action into all the words, take action into everything, and follow up with God, man. And He will show from small, start out small, and it will grow. And it will grow. And you will learn. You have to have a loving, caring heart. Loving, caring heart people. You may have to get rid of some sins, but if you got a loving, caring heart already, and you're not just selfish and bitter and all that, you on your way. You're closer than what you think, man. You just got to let all the sins go that you didn't know about. Let all that go, and you will be blessed, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day out there, man. Y'all be covered in the name and the blood of Yahushua. Y'all go out there and spread the word. Go out there and spread the message. Share this podcast if you want to. I have another podcast. I'll leave it in the link. That podcast is really about sports, you know. Sports and, you know, some other things that may happen in life that I may talk about on there. Share that one too. Follow that one. Follow this one. Leave donations if you feel like it. I really don't mind. It's up to you, however you want to do it. But to support the podcast and support whatever other things that I'm doing for God, leave donations if you would love to. Like I say, God look at your heart, and you know what I'm saying, you have to start giving to people. And it's great to bless His children. You know what I'm saying? When they teach you the word, when they preach you the word, when they prophesy to you, when they minister to you, it's great to give to them, man. I used to have a hard time doing it, but I fought through it, and I asked Him to handle my finances, and I asked Him to lead me into the people He want me to donate to, you know. And He bless you, man. He really do. I would not go ahead and lie to y'all. So if y'all feel like leaving donations, if y'all feel like supporting my page, and I'm also leaving my Facebook in the links, so y'all can go add me on Facebook and follow me and my wife on Facebook for our page, and y'all see her YouTube channel in there. And I have a YouTube channel, but I'm not on it. But I have just a YouTube, but more like follow hers. And she also preach and talk about God too. So, and she trying to, you know what I'm saying, uplift everyone. She have a loving and caring heart, man. My wife is everything to me, man. Very beautiful. Very beautiful inside and out, man. So y'all go watch her YouTube. I'm on there live with her. I'm on there. And just support us. Thank you for everything, man. Y'all have a blessed, peaceful day. I'm out.